You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Graziano Pella to score and Southampton to win 7-2. Bafétimbi Gomis to score and Swansea to win is 7-1. Interesting match this one, Derek. Southampton 6 points from six games. Swansea have picked up 9 from six. These prices are framed heavily around recent form, though, and Swansea have failed to score in the last three matches in the league. Been beaten by Watford, Hull City in the Capital One Cup, and a 0-0 draw against Everton sandwiched in between as well.
You know what? I looked at this picture and thought, God, that's a tough one to call that. And normally I'm fully au fait with the odds for the games before, and I do my homework, as you well know. But this game has escaped my gaze, and I've just looked at the prices, and I can't believe Swansea are 3-1. I think that's way too big.
Yeah.
I really do. I expected them to be 15-8, something like that, at best 2-1. They won here last season. And Southampton, they just don't impress me. I think Southampton are more likely to be struggling against relegation than in the mid-table safety, because all the best players have gone and now it's feeling it. I'm not getting worked up by what they did in midweek against MK Dons. That doesn't matter. They don't score enough goals for me. Okay, Swansea don't either. But, Swansea are 3-1. Southampton are even money. Swansea for me all day long.
Swansea 3-1. With Pella being part of that headline offer as well, Lee, it's worth reiterating that that stat I've mentioned on numerous occasions on the podcast, especially after his exploits against Manchester United last weekend. He's now got 14 of his 16 Premier League goals at home.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at Southampton this week, you've got to have a glance at that headline offer.
Yeah, and I think it's 6-4 if you like your anytime goal scorers. You think there are going to be goals, and that'd be one you'd be looking at. Goals are hard to come by in this fixture, though. In the Premier League era, when they've both been playing in the division, from 2012 onwards, 1-1, 0-0, 2-0, 1-0, 1-0. 1-0. So it's not a high-scoring game according to the head-to-heads. And head-to-heads can be misleading because you have different managers and obviously different players. But these two teams, obviously this season is they've got the same managers from last year. Mm-hmm. And I think they've had the same styles as well for a little while. So I think those head-to-heads do stand up. The under 2.5 is 8-13, which is about as low as I'll go on an under 2.5 shout, to be fair. And Southampton aren't quite the same team they were last year. So I'm not overly convinced. I don't agree with Derek here. I'm more of a fan of Southampton than I am of Swansea. I think Swansea flatter to deceive quite a lot. I think they lull you into thinking we're a good team, and they go and lose 1-0 at Watford. They drew 1-1 at Sunderland. Admittedly, they also drew 2-2 at Chelsea, but that result could be a little bit devalued, and they had the keeper sent off after 50 minutes, Chelsea. So, I'm not sure about Swansea. I don't think they're a very good away team. Southampton have scored 3 against Norwich and 2 against Man United. I'm taking Southampton to win this one. I'm actually tempted to go Southampton -1. I think they could have a 2-goal
really?
Victory here. Yeah, I think they could win by, it only has to be a 2-0 or a 3-1. I think Southampton have got more attacking intent this year, and I don't think Swansea have got enough goals. I won't go for that. I'll just go for the Southampton win, but I wouldn't be surprised if Southampton win it by 2 clear goals.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.